For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the latest edition of the Oddity News on the Oddity News Network, Chair Shot Radio Network, also known as the ChairShot.com. We took a week off because somebody left their phone and couldn't respond. I wonder who that would be. Hint, hint. Hint, it's me, Dave Wirtz. Yes, I am your host, but with me as always is the one and only co-host of mine, one we like to call Chipmunk.
Chipmunk.
But okay. Also known as PC Tunney. Tunney, I know we just briefly touched upon it, but it's bullshit outside.
It's horrible. Yeah, I mean, you're not going to listen to this until 2 days later when it's, you know, warm and the snow's probably melted already. But Sunday morning, southeast Wisconsin, snowstorm.
Well, especially when we just had 70 earlier this week. I mean, they say weird Wisconsin for a reason, right?
Oh, 100%. If you don't like the weather, stick around for a day. It'll change. Yeah, 50 tomorrow, 62 on Tuesday. So don't shovel, folks. Just drive over it today.
Yeah, well, we'll have to suffer through it for the Sunday. But you know what you don't have to suffer through? The stories, the news. I mean, unless you do suffer through it, but that's your own personal torture, I guess. But here on the Oddity News, we like to display the weird and the wacky, and this week is no different. And, Tony, I think the one that I wanted to start off with is from TheGuardian.com. Oh, yeah, one of our personal favorites. But I wanted to bring back up, I'm sure a lot of people have seen it, scientists aiming to bring back the woolly mammoth by creating woolly mice. Genetically modified mice specifically have traits geared towards cold tolerance in step towards modifying elephants. A plan to revive the mammoth is on track, scientists have said, after creating a new species of woolly mouse. Scientists at the U.S. biotechnology company Colossal Biosciences plan to de-extinct the prehistoric pachyderms by genetically modifying Asian elephants to give them woolly mammoth traits. They hope their first calf will be born by the end of 2028. Ben Lamb, co-founder and chief executive of Colossal, said the team has been studying ancient mammoth genomes and comparing them with those of Asian elephants to understand how they differ and had already begun genome editing cells of the latter. Now the team say that they have fresh support for their approach after creating healthy genetically modified mice that have traits geared towards cold tolerance, including woolly hair. It does not accelerate anything, but it is a massive validating point, Lamb said. Have you seen these woolly mice?
I seen the story. I don't think I actually stopped to look at a picture.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. They're like the next big pet fad.
Isn't this like, just a gigantic waste of money?
Well, look, it's yes, but This is how we get Jurassic Park, okay?
All right. Well, speaking of fake things.
Look at the woolly mouse.
Well, I want to recap you all on a story we covered previously here on The Oddity. This time we'll head over to Polygon.com, who's covering the Cheetozard. Sells for how much, Dave, at auction? Did you see already?
It was $825,000 or something like that.
No, you overbid by 10 times. It ended up selling for $87,840 at auction this past Sunday. There were a total of 60 bids. The winning one was $72,000 up to $87,840 with the auctioneer's house buyer's premium. That's a lot of dollars per inch. The Pokemon-shaped Cheeto went up for auction on February 10th for only $250 after being discovered by a Georgia-based collectibles store. A Golden representative told Polygon the Cheeto was not modified to look like Charizard. It was found to be naturally occurring. It was revived and went viral on social media in 2024 after the store workers were digging through a safe. Then the company started to upgrade its enclosure to perceive the Flamin' Hot Cheeto and add a custom Pokemon card-inspired nameplate. Eventually, it made its way to the Golden auction block, and now it's gone to a new home where it will live in infamy and hopefully not rot. Do you eat something like that? Do you just put it in like an air lock case so you can always see it? I mean, $88,000 for a Cheeto.
I saw. I just think you got to do exactly what like that that graphic was where they turned it into a Pokemon card. You just have to like make it a box and keep that thing like airtight and safe. Did you see that there is a new one on the market?
Uh-oh, what do we got on the market now?
It's now a Michael Jordan Jumpman logo.
Oh, this is getting out of hand.
They're all Cheeto. Honestly, at this point, like Cheeto needs to just capitalize on it himself and just like make some and just try to sell it.
Licensing deals for Cheeto.
Like, you remember Funko, right? Funko Pops?
Yep.
Like they had the brand Funko got in trouble a couple years ago because they were purposely stashing the rare ones and then selling them like underhandedly off market, which is like, okay, I see what you're doing here, but that's pretty shitty. But that's what they need to be doing. Cheeto needs to get on that. Was it Frito-Lay rather?
I mean, the Cheetos seem to be the one that hit the home run, so we'll see. The Flamin' Hot, by the way. Flamin' Hot Charizard. $88,000, Dave. $88,000.
All right. I'm going to stick on the Guardian. It's one of my favorites for a reason. And I don't know, Tony, have you ever listened or watched, rather, to the European sensation Eurovision?
No.
Oh, well, Eurovision bars Malta's entry over title's similarity to the C word. Malta's contestant at this year's Eurovision contest will have to change the title and lyrics of her song owing to the phonetic resemblance between the Maltese word for singing and the C word, a.k.a. cunt. The European Broadcasting Union, EBU, has ruled this. Mariana Conti, also way too funny, 23, will represent Malta at the five-day music event in Basel, Switzerland on 13 to 7, oh God, on May 13th through 17th after winning the Maltese Song Contest last month with her song, Cunt. While cunt from the Latin cantus does mean singing and does not have a rude meaning in Maltese, the play on the English slang word for female genitalia is clearly intentional. The chorus of Conti's empowerment anthem contains the phrase serving cunt, a queer or drag slang phrase roughly meaning to express boldness. In a Facebook post on Tuesday, Conti said that she had been notified that the EBU had ruled against her using the word cunt or the word cunt. While I'm shocked and disappointed, especially since we have less than a week to submit the song, I promise you this, the show will go on, Diva not down, she wrote. The Times of Malta reported that the EBU had made its decision after a complaint by the BBC, Scott Mills, who fronts BBC Radio's Eurovision coverage, said last month on his breakfast show, "We can't talk about Malta's one at all, owing to the BBC's rules on the use of strong language. We definitely can't play a clip of it ever." That's great. Yeah, I don't know, man. If that's got meaning, it's got meaning.
Well, see you next Tuesday, Malta.
Yeah, there you go.
See you next Tuesday. Yeah, that's a tricky one there. Don't be a cunt. Don't be a cunt.
Don't be a singer?
Isn't there... There's one interview with... I can't even remember. Never mind. I can't remember the people's names.
Remember the SNL where Maya Rudolph played some character and she was singing the national anthem or My Country Tis of Thee? You ever see that?
I get what you did. I get where it is in there. I heard it.
Yeah. I'll have to send it to you post show.
I'm sure I've seen the clip. I love SNL. The 50th recently was pretty awesome to see all those people back.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Actually doing skits. It was like an actual episode of Saturday Night Live. It was pretty cool. Let's get to our last story before the break here. This comes from The Logic. The U.S. is making more seizures of illegal eggs than fentanyl as its Canadian and Mexican borders, at its Canadian and Mexican borders. The U.S. has reported a 36% jump in people trying to bring eggs into the country illegally since October, compared to the same period last year, as avian flu drives up costs. At the northern border with Canada, U.S. Customs and Border Protection's Detroit Field Office also record a 36% increase during the same period. The San Diego field office close to the border with Tijuana, Mexico, saw the number of egg seizures fly up 158%. The increase in egg smuggling comes as President Don Trump wages a trade with Canada and Mexico, which he attempts to justify by declaring national emergency on border security related to illegal drugs and migration. These statistics reveal that since October, U.S. CBP officers have made 3,768 seizures of bird and poultry-related products at all U.S. borders, compared to 352 fentanyl seizures in the same period. Bringing fresh eggs into U.S. is illegal because of concerns of the diseases. The same goes for raw chicken and other processed bird products. I guess the funny thing to this story to me is... eggs are so ridiculously expensive that now we're smuggling them in from other countries, and not just the eggs. We're trying to get more chickens and more, you know, supplies to have that going on. You know, it's funny. They say that, 5% of landowners have chickens on them?
I am trying to convince my fiance to allow us to have chickens. I don't want the eggs. I don't really care. I just want the chickens.
I thought you were going to say you were going to try and convince her to lay eggs.
not quite in that America yet there, Tony.
Well, more excellent stories to follow right after
this break.
On episode 31 of The Oddity. And let me remind you about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Check it out. Plenty of great designs, makes a great gift as well. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
The weird and wacky doesn't stop, so neither do we. This next one comes from the BBC.com. As an apology is sent out after water cups were found to be reused in a half marathon. The rinsing and reusing of paper cups at one of the Brighton Half Marathon's water stations has led to an apology being issued by the organizers. The decision to rinse and reuse the cups when new ones ran out during Sunday's event has been described as, quote, an error of judgment. Organizers say they will be speaking to the volunteers involved. A leading virologist said the risk of passing on germs was very low. In a statement, though, the organizers also said, towards the end of the race, one of our water stations ran out of paper cups for a short period of time and under pressure made an error of judgment to wash and reuse cups to meet the demand from runners for water. Runners were told the cups were being reused at that time, though. Yes, the organizer statement continued, we do not condone any sharing or reusing of cups, and we take this very seriously and will now be speaking to our team post-race to strengthen our process for the future. Sarah Pitt, a virologist at the University of Brighton, told BBC Radio Sussex that it's not ideal, but the only thing that you can really catch is cough and colds. Tunny, how would you feel about reusing some paper cups?
Not thrilled at all. It's funny, though, there was a person that pitched on Shark Tank. They had this system for these plastic cups that they had made that they could wash and reuse and send out to, like, marathons to have, you know, professionally cleaned, recleaned cups like that. So there is a service needed for it, but I'm no longer interested in drinking out of a paper cup nor running very far at all.
Yeah. Well, what would it take for you to have to do a half marathon?
Dave, I bowled two games yesterday and I pulled my groin. So let me just answer that question like that.
Well, look, I'm not doing too well in the half marathon department either. I will say when I was doing the mascot work, I used to do the 5Ks in the mascot outfit while wearing soccer cleats. That was a really stupid idea, I'm not going to lie. But it ended up giving me a lot more money in the end because it extended my hours.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. I got to substitute one of my stories here. One of them wasn't exactly a very well-written story. So we're going to move over across the globe here to CNN.com, where an Indian man has been awarded damages in a legal case against the country's biggest movie theater chain after he complained that it showed
too many commercials
before a movie. Abhishek, a 31-year-old lawyer from the southern city of Bangalore, decided to take action against the PVR INOX chain after he was forced to cancel work calls because the movie overran the scheduled film time. In a case brought before Bangalore's District Consumer Disputes Registral Commission, I'm having trouble today, he claimed that his time was wasted and that he suffered mental agony as a result of the 25 minutes of commercials that preceded a 2023 screening of the film Sam Bahadur. How many minutes of commercials did we just watch when we went to Captain America?
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
It's probably, I wouldn't say it's 25 minutes, but I'm going to say it's 15 or 20. I mean, that's usually pretty standard, but I'm not going to lie. I like the commercials.
I don't mind the previews when there's previews, and then the movie theater chain does their whole kind of commercial that tells you to silence your phones, right?
But fuck you, Greg Marcus.
Yeah, they're all right. They could be worse, but I don't like when there's just actual commercials. It hasn't been a lot, but sometimes they're just like a commercial for like Tide or something. I'm like, I'm at the fucking movie theater.
They do that pretty good when they're the pre show. They'll do all those commercials then. Like, as everyone's, like, filing into the theater.
I'm trying to find how much... So the movie was supposed to go 2 hours and 25 minutes. It started at 4:05 with a finish at 6:30, but he didn't get out of there until 7 o'clock, the movie finished. 17 commercials before the movie started.
Jesus Christ.
He sued for $574. He was paid $230.
Also, you got your money back, man.
The movie theater company was also ordered to pay another $1,100 to the Consumer Welfare Fund. So there you go. Watch your ass, American movie companies. We don't need that many fucking commercials.
I'd be prepared. It was a 2.5 hour movie too. Like that was a long one.
That was like, I forget which one was it. We saw it was almost 3 hours.
Batman. It was the Batman.
The Batman was long. I had to pee for the majority of the last third of that movie.
Well, we talked about that. Like the Batman was great. And then it just added a half hour. Didn't need it. Yeah. Right. I think everyone's big take was that. Oh boy. This last one from me is, I hope it's real. This comes from the Miami New Times. Miami-Dade officials want to rename roads after hit songs. Over the years, officials across Miami-Dade County have renamed a handful of roads across the municipality. You might recall the time that commissioners voted to rename a portion of NW 22nd Avenue in Liberty City to Moonlight Way after the Oscar-winning film, or when county leaders decided to rename a four-mile stretch of Palm Avenue as President Donald J. Trump Avenue. Well, now, thanks to one of Miami-Dade County's commissioners, you may soon find yourself driving down Grind With Me Terrace or Big Money Baller Street. Yep, you read that right. Sponsored by District 3 Commissioner Keen Hardiman, a new resolution plans to honor native-born music artists who have, quote, use their platforms to uplift their communities, mentor aspiring artists, and represent Miami-Dade County on a global stage. And they will do this by renaming several roads with their hit songs. The list includes Trick Daddy, Trina, Flo Rida, Luther, Uncle Luke Campbell, JT Money, Rick Ross, Pitbull, DJ Khaled, and City Girls. On Tuesday, following an hour-long debate, that Miami Herald's reporter Doug Hanks described as, quote, more serious than you might expect. The proposed resolution failed in a 5-5 tie. The Board of Commissioners agreed to vote on it again, however, at the next meeting. In the meantime, here are some potential new street names to consider. Trenches Street, Peace in Da Hood Street, Act Up Street, Run Da Yard Street, Big Money Baller Street, We the Best Terrace, Still the Baddest Street, Post and Delete Street, Chase Dis Money Road, Born and Raised Boulevard, I Love My Dog Street, I Deserve It All, Closer to My Dreams Avenue, Tunnel Vision Street. The list goes on and on. I secretly love this. I'm not gonna lie. Especially if we can get some like wipe me down way or something like that.
How about taking it to the street?
Oh, okay. Well, notice how every last one of those artists are in a certain genre, and not getting too much yacht rock there, Tunny.
Yeah. I likes what I likes. I'm not a yacht rock guy. I see where you were going. I just thought taking it to the street was such a beautiful title that fit.
Absolutely.
In, you know, so Glory Road, whatever you need to do. No. Okay. How about this? I scream. This comes from ABC News, by the way. You scream. A 4-year-old boy has called the cops after his mother ate his ice cream. The incident occurred last Tuesday in the town of Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, Dave, located 7 miles west of Racine, right here. At literally, Mount Pleasant is probably 10 minutes from Dave, 15 minutes from me if you jump on the freeway. When police were contacted by a 4-year-old boy who said his mom being bad, according to a statement released by the Village of Mount Pleasant Police Department last week, Officer Gardinier and Officer Ostergaard were dispatched for a 911 hang-up, authorities said. A little boy called 911 saying his mom was being bad and needed to go to jail. When officers arrived at their home, the young boy said his mom ate his ice cream and needed to go to jail for that. He also told the police that he no longer wanted her to go to jail and just wanted some ice cream. The conspirated officers subsequently left the home once they verified that this was indeed the reason why they had been called. But they returned back the next day, this time to surprise the boy with some ice cream, after he decided he didn't want mom in trouble anymore. Cute little story there.
Fuck that. You don't bring him no ice cream. No way. Screw that kid.
Don't try that at home, kids. Do not call the police for ice cream.
I swear to God, if I have anyone attempt this at all, I'm going to scream. I will give you ice cream. I will give you something to scream about.
Wow. Ooh, very authoritative.
Yeah. We're cracking it down here on The Oddity. And this has been the latest edition of The Oddity. And thank you for listening. We do the best that we can to bring you all the news that we can scrounge up. And I promise I won't leave my phone at work ever again. It just took me a while to figure out where the hell it was. For PC Tunney, my name's Dave Wirtz. You've been listening to the Chairshot Radio Network, also known as thechairshot.com. And, keep the news ridiculous, folks.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.